It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I would kind of look up and blink a up. Whoa.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I was trying to say blink a couple of times, but somehow I put an F in there.
By a wheels off comment.
There's only one Tom Terrific. That is the late, great Tom Seaver.
He's not late. He's
Sorry.
Or technical meltdown.
Some people say we need a new Terminal 2E.
This is Marconi award-winning.
I was trying to do my Phil Donahue. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you were doing Seinfeld.
Embarrassing, isn't it? Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the emergency break of the week. It is 7:53 on The Ticket. This is brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration at advancedhair.com. You know how this works. We give you three candidates, and you, the sweet, clean P1s, get to vote on the winner. We hand things over to Deddy to introduce the candidates.
Yes, and of course, we vote on those at 888-787-1310. So call in and line up your votes and get them ready to go. Candidate number one comes from The Invasion and our friend Matt McLaren. Matt is not much of a culinary expert. His personal menu is pretty limited, and he also prioritizes convenience and speed when it comes to putting his meals together.
And you know what? It's a good philosophy.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I like to cook, but the worst part of cooking is cleaning everything back up. And you cook for a long time, and you eat for 5 seconds.
Yes. It's a lot of work for a very short amount of payoff.
Right.
So that also would also make sense, then, that maybe his understanding of cooking terms might be a touch limited as well. And that was evidenced in a segment on last Friday's Invasion.
Like a poltergeist that took over an electrical grid. And
I know what you're talking about. I do know what you're talking about.
Get in, like one lady was in the shower, and so it somehow locked the shower door but made the water to where it was so hot it scalded her.
Right, right.
And then like somebody got fried from trying to roast toast.
What?
Roast toast. And what was that noise you made right before, too?
Just kind of watching it drip. You toast this, you
can put a creamer in it. I'm slow cooking white bread.
Let me slow roast my toast.
Or what do you do? Cook toast?
You toast it.
Toast.
But it seems so redundant.
It's okay.
Toast bread. You don't toast toast. You toast bread that becomes toast.
Right. You toast bread. You make toast.
Right. Try to make toast, yes.
And so I'm gonna go home and try and roast it.
I'm gonna smoke some toast this weekend.
Although
I should try that.
You could roast toast. I do broil my toast.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
So if you could broil it, you could roast it.
Broiling is a much different thing. It's much hotter than a
yes. Right. So you could just
roast.
Not hot as much, and you could
just let it go longer.
Not hot as much? What is wrong with you?
I think he's doing great.
All right, that's pretty strong.
They did get there eventually. You make toast.
Toasting is the process.
Right, but the name of the item is the process with which you cooked it.
For plain bread, yes, but that's the only one that's called toast when it's done. You don't cut any other type.
Toast. Yeah. You know what's weird, is we bake cookies and cook bacon.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We should rely on Dad Jokes Baldy for crap like that.
No, roast no. Toast.
Roast toast.
I like the end of that, too. when he's talking about things getting hotter.
Less hot.
You can also tell that Travis is holding back from calling Matt a dumbass.
Well, you can't have another fight so soon.
No, Travis said, I think he's doing great. So it's Matt McLaren and his limited culinary knowledge for candidate number one. Candidate number two also comes from The Invasion, but this one is not on a member of the show. On Tuesdays, as we know, they like to send up the signal. But Gordon, last week on vacation, was not available this week, so it was Monty who answered the call, or at least tried to.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay.
Okay.
I think my head is spinning.
Today.
I consider myself.
Oh, no. Does it sound bad?
Oh, now we're good now.
Yeah.
We had the echo going. How are you, Justin?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
This is going quite well.
Quite well.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, you're still getting the feedback. God. You're coming right back down the line. Justin? That's likely a setting on his side. You've got to switch your input on the mix minus. Jeez.
The ticket, the ticket.
Trying to fix it.
It's okay.
Can you hear us now?
The good news is we'll get to hear this again on Friday.
Today,
I was told that sounded good.
You don't.
Those kind of things, when they happen, are so painful, but it's even more egregious when it's one of us.
This was last week?
No, this was on Tuesday.
Oh, it was on Tuesday? I was about to say, it sounds like Monty had just woken up as well, and he maybe not.
Well, it's still morning time.
Yeah, he probably did wake up pretty soon before that segment was going to happen.
Also, I have a follow-up question. Does Donnie know any more of the Lou Gehrig speech than just that first part?
That is a very good question. I wish he had tried to continue. I was very curious about that myself. By the way, the intro from Monty joining the Signal is a bit of sensory overload almost makes my head explode.
Was that you, Dylan?
I kind of forgot I made that, but Dylan played it. I forgot I made that.
That thing, that is a lot for Monty's intro, but my God.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable when that kind of thing happens, because you don't really know what to do with your hands.
No,
you
know? Yeah.
I did fire off like 50 fake Justin oohs, like as it's fading out too, so.
He eventually did get connected. It took him about another minute or so to get it right, and the segment was fine, but my God,
Are we putting that on Monty?
Oh, 100%, okay. Because he didn't have his settings right, so and
It wasn't on the board operator's side. Okay.
It was definitely on Monty's end.
I'm always looking to pin things on Dylan.
Well,
various crimes, that sort of thing.
He doesn't need any help getting things pinned on him.
Okay? Yeah, I think
I've done a good enough job of that myself.
I would 100% agree. So Monty is candidate number two, not getting his settings correct to answer the Signal with the invasion. And finally, candidate number three comes from the hard line. The guys were on location at Sidecar Social for the semifinal match between Argentina and England. And right before they went to break, that was when Argentina scored the equalizing goal. And so the crowd was already hyped up, and they were like, you know, as we've seen when we do these live broadcasts, especially during the World Cup, they're going, all right, let's try and get the break in and then get back, you know, before something else happens. Well, that didn't really come off to fruition. As they went to break, Corby had a live spot that he had to execute, and that is when all hell broke loose.
And literally tell the perp to get the hell away. He's being watched. Oh, my God, he hit the post. This is crazy. This is crazy. Woo. But, yeah, they can intervene. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Argentina! DFWsecurity.com. They can make everything better. 214-206-3511. 214-206-3511. It's the Beat the Heat special. Let's go, Argentina!
That is fantastic.
That is an incredible piece of audio.
And I also love what the Hardline did yesterday with it.
Yes.
Where Ham basically put that on the call of the goal, but it's synced up perfectly.
With the Andres Cantor call from Telemundo. And it sounds like he and Corby and Andres Cantor in the booth together screaming over each other after the goal happens. And it is hilarious to hear.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah, let's hear this one more time.
And literally tell the perp to get the hell away. He's being watched. Oh, my God, he hit the post. This is crazy. This is crazy. Woo. But, yeah, they can intervene. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Argentina. DFWsecurity.com. They can make everything better. 214-206-3511. 214-206-3511. It's the Beat the Heat special. Let's go, Argentina!
What a pro. What a pro.
Yeah, I've got to give credit to Corby because now it helps. This is a sponsor that they've had on the hard line for a long time, and so he knows this script inside and out, but what a great job of just coming back to it and finishing it out, hitting the post, and then another scream as he goes to break. I have listened to this so many times over the last 2 days, and I have laughed out loud every time I've heard it.
It's just weird that you always take your shirt off when you listen to it. Like, well, I'm pretty uncomfortable right now.
It's a goal celebration, you know. Actually, I had to go tops off.
Yellow card.
You need a new sports bra, dude.
So your three nominees today are Matt McLaren,
it's okay.
Monty, both from The Invasion, and Corby on the hard line. 888-787-1310. Caller, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break of the week?
Yes, I want to speak to the MVP of Dry Dock, Juan Lando.
Oh, come on. But thank you. I accept. Thank you, man.
Morning and night, hard line on the way home.
Thank you, man.
Hey, it's Cruz and Lito. Can you hear me?
What up, Cruz?
Hey, I want to thank Monty for his manufactured e-break. I go back to the tape to figure out if it was before Corby's obvious winner. Guys, have a good day. Thanks.
Thanks, Cruz.
All right, so that's a Monty vote.
Yeah, but
it was before.
Yeah, yeah.
Monty's was on Tuesday. Corby's was on Wednesday, so it was legit. Caller, you're up next on America's favorite radio station. Who is your vote for E-Break of the Week?
These are kind of weak. I'll vote for Norm.
All right. Not a candidate.
Undervote. Caller, you are up next. Who is your choice for E-Break of the Week?
Marina.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. Another undervote. Caller. You're up next.
Can I take contestant number two, and you guys going to talk Colorado State football next or what?
Yeah, we have a big Deion Sanders segment coming up. No doubt.
Except he's at Colorado.
Yeah, that's
at
Colorado, not Colorado State.
Oh, he's at Colorado State?
Yeah, he's at Colorado State.
Again, as we established at 6:15, I might be a complete idiot.
That's a Monty vote.
787-1310. Caller, you're up next. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, please give me Corby for the win.
All right.
All right,
good
Corby.
Good vote, sir.
Caller, who is your choice for e-break of the week winner?
Hey, Will Connerly.
Hello, Will.
What's up, brothers?
Guess what I have in my underwear.
What do you have?
Number two.
All right. Vote for Monty.
Morning, non-users.
Hello, caller.
Hey, can we cut Monty some slack? It's hard to get all your plugins correct when you have one arm.
Well, but he's got two arms.
And I think it's Matt Miller that has one arm.
Yeah, Matt Miller has one arm. Monty only has one leg.
Oh.
So... All right.
That's another vote from Monty.
Caller, you are up next on America's favorite radio station, AM, The Ticket, AM, FM, and The Stream. Who is your vote for E-Break of the Week?
That was the longest introduction I've ever got. Definitely Monty. Nothing else really compared this week.
All right. Responsible voting.
And is my math correct, Tyler? Is that a winner? That is. Monty has won this week for his inability to make connection with the signal.
Oh, we're going to listen to that again.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Okay.
I think my head is spinning.
Oh, no.
Today.
I consider myself.
Oh, no. Does it sound bad?
Oh, now we're good now.
Yeah.
We had the echo going. How are you, Justin?
Hello.
Can you hear us?
This is going quite well. Oh, no. Well, you're still getting the feedback. You're coming right back down the line.
Justin?
That's likely a setting on his side. You've got to switch your input. On the mix minus.
Stop staring at me, Baldy. Weird.
One sec. Trying to fix it.
It's okay.
Can you hear us now?
The good news is we'll get to hear this again on Friday.
Today.
I was told that sounded good.
You don't.
Lando, again?
I'm working on stuff. My laptop's on. I get notifications. I'm a popular guy.
You are MVP.
as we heard. All right, Tyler, how many is that for Monty?
That is number 11. Only 130 more to get to Norm.
Oh, my God.
I figured Monty would have more than 11 by this point.
Yeah, and I got to say, that's 2 weeks in a row now that we have tried, and I thought that Corby was going to get to number 100.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Because this would have been Corby's 100th.
The problem with the
E-Break callers have said otherwise.
It's great audio with Corby, but it's not a mess up like
Monty's was a true definition of an E-Break.
Absolutely.
Sounds like Daddy's trying to fix the ballot.
That's what it seems
the election,
like.
Trying I'm not to trying get to. 100.
Did you ever spend time in Georgia?
Nice reference.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations, Monty, for E-Break number 11.